You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast, recorded live at our Manchester campus. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.
Well, welcome to Audacious, and what might feel like the thousandth time for you, but the first time for me, I want to wish you a very merry Christmas. Are we feeling Christmassy today? Well, before I do anything else, I think it's only right that we take a moment to thank and honor just all of the band and the singers and the production team, our brilliant hosts. Could we thank all the singers and the team for just an amazing broadcast up to this point? So good. You can take your seats. I wonder if you have ever received news that has just completely changed your life. I wonder if you've ever been told something by someone that the moment they said it, you knew it was a game changer. Like, this thing has changed everything. A few weeks ago, I came home on a Monday afternoon after playing a round of golf. A very bad round of golf, I might add. I came home to a wife who had an expression on her face I hadn't seen before. It was a mixture of emotions of joy and excitement. Also, probably a little bit of fear and, oh my goodness, what is going on? And this expression was then followed by some words as I walked through the door, as she looked at me and said, "Joel, we're having a baby." News that changes everything. The bad round of golf from a few hours before, forgotten. Replaced with anticipation, joy, excitement for what the future was about to hold. I wonder if you've ever heard news that just changes everything. You know, in our lives, whether you realize it or not, we are all listening. We're listening to all sorts of sounds and all sorts of news and all sorts of information. Tonight you have heard, or this morning you have heard, some beautiful sounds. Some amazing singing and, I would hope, some inspirational words. But I think if we were truly honest, in our lives it can feel like the bad news often outweighs the good. I think you only have to look at news headlines even today to see that the world seems broken, that there's bad news after bad news after bad news all over the world telling us that maybe life seems a little bit hopeless. Maybe you go onto social media and actually you see so-called influencers telling us the way we should live our lives, and your life doesn't seem to match up to their life. So what they're telling you actually makes you feel worse. You make it feel like you're not measuring up to some idea or some way of living that they have told you you should live by. Maybe actually the sounds you've heard in 2025 is actually negative words from family members. Maybe from friends. Maybe even colleagues who have spoken things over you that have cut you deep and actually made you feel hopeless. The truth is, what you listen to shapes the way you see the world. The loudest voice in your life, the loudest sound in your life will determine the way that you see your world. And if you tune in and listen to the negative sounds and noises of this world, my friends, I have to tell you, you will have a distorted view of life itself. You start to see the world as a hopeless place. Fear becomes louder than hope. Despair crowds out joy. You start to believe that the narrative that maybe life is meaningless. Maybe there is nothing more than work hard and retire and that's it. But today I want to tell you that in this Christmas season, whether you've realized it yet or not, there is another sound that you can tune into, and it is called the good news. This news is not some average news or even just some exciting news. It is the very definition of good news. You see, thousands of years ago, we hear of these angels bringing a message that cut against the message of society. It wasn't a message that life is hopeless. It wasn't a message that life is meaningless. It wasn't a message of fear or pain. It was a message of joy, of hope, of possibility, of love, of redemption. We actually sang about these angels today. The song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That is not just poetic license, some nice words penned by someone. That is the very Bible itself put to a beautiful chorus. You're thinking, Joel, why does the Bible matter? Well, let me just tell you, the Bible is so significant. The Bible, 66 books written over thousands of years, come together as we believe as the church, as the living Word of God, split into two key sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And in the New Testament, we have the Gospels that tell us of this Savior called Jesus. And we find in the Gospel of Luke, one of the books in the New Testament, an account of the angels singing a beautiful message. Would it be okay if I read that to you? Or maybe not. Would it be okay if I read from the book of Luke for you right now? This is where the song comes from. Hark the Herald, Luke 2, 8 to 14. Suddenly, everyone say suddenly. Suddenly an angel of the Lord stood before the shepherds. And the glory of the Lord flashed and shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For this day, the city of David, there has been to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. Then suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, the angelic army praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. I don't know how you've walked into Audacious today. I don't know how you've walked through 2025, but can I tell you, no matter the sound or the noise or the news you have listened to, there is good news for you in this Christmas season, and his name is Jesus. So for the next few moments, if you'll allow me, I would love to look at the verses of this song taken from this scripture to see what good news Jesus has for us in this Christmas season. Does that sound all right? Verse 1 of this beautiful song tells us something very simple. Jesus is for everyone. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. God and sinners reconciled, the new born Prince of Peace. Christmas is not just a celebration for the perfect. Christmas is not just a celebration for those who seemingly have it all together and have ticked all the right religious boxes. Christmas is a celebration of Jesus. And Jesus is for every person, every culture, every background. It doesn't matter where you were raised, what has been spoken over you. Jesus, today and forever, is for you. Romans 3:23 says this, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible is clear. The Bible is clear. We have all fallen short. Every single person is in the same boat. It doesn't matter if they're the best person you know or the worst person you know. Every single person, according to the Bible, is in the same boat. And it's a big word. Don't be offended by it, because I put myself in the same category. The Bible says we have sinned. We are sinners. This is the bad news. This is the bad news we hear daily, because we cannot fix the mess we are in. You look at the world, you can't fix that mess. You look at your life, no matter how it looks right now, you can't fix that mess. But you know who can? And this is the good news. There's a person, a man of God, the Son of God called Jesus. And he is for everyone today. The bad news is you can't fix it. The good news is Jesus can. Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love for us that while we were still sinners, while we were still at our worst, when we didn't deserve it, Christ died for you and for me. Jesus came to save us while we were at our worst. Jesus is for everyone this Christmas and forever. The second verse of Hark the Herald tells us this. Jesus is more than a good man. He's God. Jesus is more than a good man. He is God himself, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. The truth is, the world would like to convince you that Jesus is anything but God. A good man, morally upright, a great inspiration for us to try and live our lives by. Jesus' teachings were really good. Maybe the world would even try and convince you that the idea is nice, but the man was a myth. Can I say this man is not a myth, and this man is not just a man. He is God himself. The account of Jesus is not just a nice story. It is a collision between the natural world we live in and a supernatural God who's not far off and distant, but came to earth as a baby, grew up to be a man, lived the perfect life, died on a cross and rose again. This is Jesus. Not a man, but God himself. See, if Jesus is just a good man, Christmas is sentimental, yes. It's nice, but it has no power or real meaning. It's an empty holiday with shallow foundations. But if Jesus is God, Christmas, your Christmas, this very Christmas we step into in this season is world-changing. If Jesus is God, it changes everything forever. The Creator has entered creation. The infinite has become the finite. And God has stepped into time itself for you and for me. Jesus is not a figure to admire from a distance. He is God with us. John 3:16, the most famous verse in the Bible that every person knows, no matter if you've been to church once or 1,000 times. For God so loved the world. My friends, for God so loved you. For God so loved me that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Jesus is for everyone. Jesus is God. And the third verse of Hark the Herald, taken from this book of the Bible, Luke, tells us that Jesus is the only one we need this Christmas. Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, is the only one you need this Christmas. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them a second birth, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Our final verse points to the purpose of Jesus. Jesus came to give us new life. He didn't just come to bandage some wounds. He came to give us new life. The Bible says if you are a Christian, a follower of Jesus, the old is gone, the new has come. You know that pain of the past? Gone when you're a follower of Jesus. Those words spoken over you by family members, colleagues, and friends, gone when you're a follower of Jesus. The old is gone, the new has come. You are a new creation because of Jesus. Jesus came to heal, not just physical, but emotional and relational pain. The scars of life and disappointment healed by the name of Jesus. Jesus came to give us peace, not temporary relief like the world offers. The world will tell you there's many things you can try and do and go to give you relief from that pain you are feeling. The truth is, nothing can give you peace but the Prince of Peace, Jesus. John 10:10, I came that you might enjoy life and have it in full abundance till it overflows. Jesus came that you might live a life of purpose, a life that overflows with joy and peace. All the gifts and celebrations and traditions this Christmas, all of them will be nice. All of them will be beautiful, but none of them can give you life and life to the full. The only one that can do that is Jesus. So, my question as I come into land is simply this. What are you going to do about the good news of Jesus this Christmas? All of us are listening to something. Whether you've chosen to or not, all of us are tuned in to something. Maybe for you this year, it's just been bad news, bad news, bad news. You've been so fixated on the pain and the mess that you've forgotten that there is hope and there is joy. For some of you, for your entire life, all you've heard is the bad. Well, this Christmas, I'm giving you an opportunity right now to receive the good news of Jesus. We call it being a Christian, a follower of Christ. You're still going to have questions. That's all right. So do I. You're not going to have it all together. That's all right. Neither have I. But the beautiful thing is, when you're a follower of Christ, no matter the darkest season you walk through, when you're a follower of Jesus, you don't walk through it alone. You walk in step with Him.
Thank you for listening to the Audacious Church podcast. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.